University of Saxe-Bonsoir and Laboratory of Paris. Today I'm going to talk my topic that are CL and N2 differential depression in pre-tellar cost experimental study of N2 disruption induced by the CO present on ice. The first slide, I give you an overview of introduction. The second, the experiment. The next experimental result, then analyze it and discuss some final conclusion. The first, for the introduction, I would like to talk CO and N2 are two of the most abundant molecule and atom in dark clouds. And CO and N2 molecule affects the abundance of many other molecules, and the ability of the molecule or atom to present out depends on its binding energy and the temperature on the grain surface. And finally, the CO co-absorption affects the N2 disruption on the water ion morphology. For the experiment, on the experiment I made through the machine named Venus set up at Lehmann Laboratory in Saxe. And this finger shows the Venus machine. And with the mechanism, the molecule or atom come in contact with a surface before dissolving from the surface. This is so the molecule and atom dissolve deposits on the surface, and after that, dissolving from the surface, and to record some the molecule disruption, we use some detector. They are the thermolite program disruption TPD, quadruple mass spectrometer QMS, and infrared spectrometer. This finger shows the structure of the QMS, and this. I would like to talk detail of the experiment. The first time we have the grain surface and the water ion are deposits on the surface, and we have three kinds of the water ion. There are the compact amorphous solid water, porous amorphous solid water, and crystalline ion. This finger shows the structure of the crystalline ion and amorphous solid water. When we have the water ion on the surface, after that, the CO and N2 molecule are deposited on the water ion as the 10K. And to record the molecule disruption, the surface temperature increase from 10K annealing to the 55 Kelvin. And this is when we finish the experiment, we got some of the results to the finger show the CO molecule at deposits on the porous amorphous solid water and compact amorphous solid water. You can see on the curve of the CO molecule disruption are different about the monolayer on the surface. And you see the temperature shifts toward the lower value when the molecule does increase on the surface. And we calculate the surface density correspond one monolayer of 1.5 10 power 15 monolayer centimeter square for the porous amorphous solid water, and where S is a 10 power 15 monolayer molecules centimeter square for the compact amorphous solid water. And compared between to the finger, you can see the one monolayer for the porous amorphous solid water is the green line here, and for the one monolayer for the compact amorphous solid water is green curve. The CO saturation on compact amorphous solid water appear earlier than the porous amorphous solid water, and four fingers show the CO and N2 molecule are deposited on the compact amorphous solid water and crystalline ice. The temperature, the N2 disruption temperature is lower than the disruption temperature. There are N2 molecules start to dissolve earlier than the CO molecule. And compared to between the CO TPD on the on compact amorphous solid quarter and crystalline ice similar to N2 on compact amorphous solid quarter and crystalline ice. You see the as at the 1.25 monolayer for Cn N2 start to saturation, but for the crystalline ice, one monolayer Cn N2 start saturation. There are Cn N2 desorption behavior are affected by the water ion morphology. To understand the effects between the Cn N2, we mix Cn N2 together with the pressure ratio of 3.31 to the finger, so the Cn N2 desorption different about the monolayer on the surface. The first finger for Cn N2 mixed together corresponding to 1.5 monolayer, and second finger show 1.75 monolayer, and finally for one monolayer. The red cover show the CO desorption and the blue cover show the N2 desorption. You can see the narrow, the rest narrow for the CO doesn't change the location, but the blue cover change the location when the CO and N2 increase the dose of molecule on the surface. There are CO desorption is not affected by the presence of N2, whereas N2 desorption temperature is lower than by CO core absorption. And we have the binding energy of N2 is reduced, and N2 made from slightly later than CO. And because the ability of my molecule or atom present out depend on the binding energy of the binding energy and the temperature on the surface, so we calculate the binding energy of Cn and N2 follow the Polanyi-Wiener equation. E desorption KBT logarithm A N divided by R. E desorption, that means the binding energy desorption. KB the Boltzmann coefficient, T is the surface temperature. A is the present exponential factor. We got the value of 10^13 centimeters seconds minus square minus 1, and N is the number of the monolayer and R the desorption rate. The result we got from the experiment. And to the finger, so the binding energy of CO on the compact amorphous solid quarter and N2 on the compact amorphous solid quarter. And you see the curves for different about the binding energy. The binding energy decrease with the coverage, and we got some the value. The value run is from 900 Kelvin to 1630 Kelvin for CO pure, and 918 Kelvin to 1430 Kelvin for N2 pure corresponding to one monolayer. And we want to see the effects of CO to N2, so we calculate the binding energy of N2 and CO when they are mixed together, and the curve show the N2 the binding energy of N2 mixture, and the dark red show this curve show the CO binding energy, and the pink color and the pink curve and the blue curve show the CO and N2 in a pure case, and the red curve show the CO and N2 show the binding energy of CO and N2 total, and the table show the show the value of the binding energy for N2 CO and N2 plus CO. For N2 from I to E, the binding energy is from 900 Kelvin to 1200 Kelvin. For the CO, for CO binding energy from B to F, the value is from 1200 Kelvin to 1600 Kelvin. But when we total the binding energy, we got some the 900 Kelvin to 1600 can win. That means CEO disruption follow after end-to disruption and CEO core absorption affects the end-to disruption on the water ice surface. For the conclusion, CO and N2 are deposits on the water ice surface as 10 K, and the CO and N2 are affected by the water ice morphology. The binding energy of CO and N2 decrease with the coverage, and N2 disruption is affected by the CO core absorption on the water ice surface. The N2 first dissolves and is followed by the CO. And finally, CO binding energy is always around the binding energy of multilayer, where CO binding energy runs between 1600 Kelvin and 900 Kelvin for full coverage. This is my presentation. Thank you for your attention.
Are there plans to include any other molecules in this? So you do CO and N2, but will you look at other molecules?
This is my first project. I did with the CO and N2 molecule, and after project, I tried to the other molecule. Yeah.
Any other comments, questions? Okay, thank you very much. Thank you, Tom. And now.